Matthew Green runs 36,000 free-range hens here at Green Eggs Farm in Victoria's Grampians Mountains. Regulation allows him to stock 14 birds per square metre in the shed. He's reduced that to about 9. It's still quite overwhelming to walk through, but this mob is living in harmony.
So this is an example of our daily stats that we take. 8,396 yesterday morning. That was pretty busy, and then we had 89 in the afternoon.
Along with the number laid, Lockie also grades the eggs and documents quality on a daily basis.
Wow, that was intense.
Yeah, isn't that for sure?
There were no deaths in this shed today, but it's not Lockie's problem at the moment. It's the next one we're about to visit he warns isn't pretty.
And you'll see that they look totally different to the other ones. So there's, I'm experiencing a bit of feather pecking in here. I haven't been able to put my finger on what is going on, but feather pecking is one of those sort of outs for the birds that can start to develop and can cause a lot of issues with egg quality, increased mortality and overall bird health. Once one bird starts an idea, the rest of the chooks just grab it and run with it. So it's very hard to, in intensive industries, it's very hard to stop.
Feather pecking has spread throughout the entire shed. The birds look dishevelled, most of them missing clumps of feathers from their backs and around their necks. When it gets really bad, chickens start to bleed, and the mob response is to attack the weakest, so it also leads to cannibalism.
Our second eggs is increasing a little bit, and our deaths have all of a sudden just jumped up today, so we had 10 dead today in here. And they never really recovered, so once they get a challenge, very rarely they get back up to where they were.
10 deaths in one day is alarming enough for Lockie to phone the vet. It's not a good day in this shed. But finding out how to stop the feather pecking is just a short-term focus. That's a behavioural response. And what Lockie wants to know is what started it in the first place. Why most sheds are completely fine and others turn almost overnight.
You know, I'd be interested to go around the world and find out what other people are doing, because everyone, with free range on the rise like this, there's a lot of people that are struggling with the same sort of issues that I have here.
Well, that's the question, I guess. You know, is it just happening in your shed?
No, it's definitely an industry problem. So is it the fact I need to have scratch pads in here? Do I need to have hay in the sheds? Or by putting in roosts, it might take out 10% of the bullies in the shed.
It could even come down to genetics. These breeds all tie back to caged chickens that lived in controlled environments and perhaps don't have what it takes to thrive in the big bad world.
What are companies doing around the world as far as breeding chooks to handle this? Breeding a bird that's genetically more suited to free range could solve half the problems. It could be as simple as that. Like, I'm always talking to them now, trying to convince them to get a whole new line going for the free range industry, and they probably will.
Outside the shed, there are even more issues. So many things Lockie just can't control. A Maremma dog is here to protect the birds from foxes, but he can also make them nervous. Whenever something flies over, like a bird or a plane, the mob becomes distressed at the prospect of a predator. Foreign birds can bring diseases to share around, and a special insect treat could put the carefully planned diet out of whack. They look quite happy at the moment, but Lockie sees things I don't.
Straight away I'm looking at any feathers being pecked, or is their comb the right colour? Are their eyes clear? You know, so many little different factors that can be overlooked. If you saw their comb starting to go off a bit, the dark red combs mean they're really happy. So see this bird over here just pecking the other one?
Oh.
A good example of intense social stress. You can see all these chooks here, they're running from tree to tree. They're not too sure about what's above them.
You do a lot of chook watching, don't you, Lockie?
Yes, you got to. Yeah, well, chooks are our lives, so.
The most telling sign of stressed hens is here, in the sorting and packing shed. If a hen's not in a good way, she'll lay a poor quality egg, or often, none at all. Lockie is still getting some of the best percentages in the industry, but says there's always room for improvement. The Green family also runs cattle and sheep, industries with millions of dollars of research and decades of learning behind them. He says the free-range industry is still in its infancy, and since no one is able to answer his questions in Australia, he's taking them to the world. And his Nuffield Scholarship is supported by the Australian Egg Corporation Limited.
Yes, it'd be advantages in my business, but I'm more worried about the industry. I think the industry's got a lot more issues at heart from the consumer level, a lot more questions that need answering. Through my scholarship, part of that will be educating the consumers that about the true, you know, in commercial free range. Not every scale has the same issues, but as a commercial free range grower, these are some of the issues that we're faced with.
Do you think that you could help shape future regulation, and is that a plan?
Yeah, I think so. We've definitely been involved with it over the past year. We've been doing a few sort of trials with how the hens are using their yards. And obviously, as I travel the world, I can see how other systems are around the world and use their sort of information and their guidelines and consolidate it back here in Australia and hopefully shape a free-range guidelines, whether it be one or many levels.
Again, we're going to redefine free-range again.
I know, again, and it's... But even as it currently stands, it's at its most confusing right now. It needs more defining, and hopefully I can be a part of that and get some guidelines set that it's so it definitely is sustainable, so people can get guaranteed free-range eggs into the future. Mm. They're produced under sustainable and in the right sort of welfare that everyone expects.